your sports break for Tuesday, May 3rd, year of our Christian Republican Lord, 2011. I'm Ed Carter. Well, ding dong, the wicked bitch is dead. What an amazing day. As you have probably heard from your TV or your Twitter internet, America's enemy number one is dead. And I'm not talking Kobe Bryant.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm talking about that bearded F-tard Osama bin Laden. Thanks to the Navy SEAL Team 6, I think Osama has finally got it through his head that we don't like him very much. Our president finally grew a pair of non-Kenyan balls. And sent a team of America's number one beard killers and turban shooters in there.
Oh, man.
To open up a can of Uncle Sam's country style whoop-ass on that 6'4" goat lover.
Jesus.
I, for one, am glad that the man is dead, and I don't feel bad at all celebrating.
Well, he's not disappointing, is he?
As soon as I heard that he was dead, I went out back and shot about 40 rounds into the air and sang, nah, 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 nah.
Wait for it.
Hey, 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 goodbye.
There it is.
And then I screwed a cow.
Odd note.
Did he just...
And if you think I felt one bit guilty, you're an idiot. I love cows. That's a joke. The raid on the compound in Dirtville, which is a suburb of Muslimabad, went down in an impressive fashion. In the pre-dawn hours, when the world was still as dark as Obama's father.
Oh, gosh, what in the world?
A team of our young men snuck into that compound and went Rambo on everybody's ass. They first killed all of Osama's UPS men and then finally cornered the ZZ Top reject himself. Then when it got down to robe crapping time, that sorry son of a bitch hid behind a whore as a bullet shield.
Golly, this is harsh.
But Osama quickly learned what Tiger Woods learned the hard way a while back. Your whores won't protect you.
Oh, jeez.
And then we haul off and give that SOB a proper Muslim burial.
Uh-oh, he's not going to like this.
Mm-mm.
This is cause for an Ed Carter editorial.
What have we been listening to?
Why in the hell did we give that guy a proper Muslim burial? And hey, I guess we didn't have to do any outsourcing because we didn't have to hire an outside consultant on how to do a proper Muslim burial. We got one of them in the Oval Office. In other news, maybe it's time we send the Navy SEAL team in after Jerry Jones. Bin Laden could have run a better draft than old Jonesy.
Man.
Bin Laden only tried to destroy America. Jerry Jones is trying to destroy America's team.
Oh, man.
Gosh.
Hey, go Mavs.
Hey.
Not only am I a big Dallas Maverick fan, but I hate America's enemy number two, Kobe Bryant.
Back to where we started.
I've hated Kobe ever since he went all I love Colorado on the dirty end of a white woman in Colorado.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
Then he gets out of it by buying the Hope Diamond for his wife. Well, I got news for you, Kobe. That old German's going to kick your tail all the way to Poland.
God.
I'm Ed Carter.
Wow. Another editorial. And the opinions are his.